paranormal form of phase when I'm a parasite. I'm so dependent, musically killing rapper be parasite.
This is Hannah Lazar, and I'm on the phone with Mani Mall, a up and coming French hip hop artist who lives in France.
Reach his final phase, my days are spent seeking the sun, singing to what this final place. Ticks, 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 and tricks, minds. Time's running as my days are spent seeking a sign. I'm in line with insanity, man, to me, it's just a phase.
Hi, Mani Mall.
Hey, hi. How are you?
So good. Well, unfortunately for the fans that have been keeping track on Pirate Pods, T-Cheap will not be a part of this interview, but thank goodness Manimal is here and he will translate for T-Cheap when we can schedule a date in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And you definitely got a big hi from Cheap in Lyon, but he had a lot of work to do tonight and tomorrow morning, so he couldn't make it tonight, but I'll translate soon enough.
Oh, good. Well, I definitely need French lessons. It's time for that, I think.
What are you saying? Your message on MySpace was quality, by the way.
Oh, well, you know, that's translated through a translation service online.
I know, and it just shows that. I mean, I understood perfectly what you were saying, but it just shows that surely machine cannot replace man when it comes to translation quality. At one stage, like, you talk about fans. You know, like our fans or something like this, and you actually said fan, like ventilator, you know, like the... I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But anyway, sorry, yeah, carry on with your interview.
Okay. Everyone. Well, for you, it seems you've lived your life between England and France, but really you began your musical career in Lyon, is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I started around 2000, probably around 2002, but I've always been either in Lyon or in Southampton in England. I mean, I studied in England, but started off in France. And when it came to music, I was extremely inspired by Les Gourmets, who I've been friends with for ages now, it seems. And it's just it's been like this, but I've always been half and half. I mean, I'm half French, half English, and the music thing just started in Lyon, yes.
So, how have the Les Gourmets, am I pronouncing this correctly, Les Gourmets?
It's perfect, Les Gourmets, yes, very good.
For those of you who don't know, that's a group of four hip-hop artists, is that correct?
It's a group of five hip-hop artists, actually. Yes, yes, you've got Cheap on the machine, so like MPC, you've got Bon Tribes, who's a DJ, and you've got three MCs, Morbac, Crimen, and Liquid.
Oh my gosh. Well, they're awesome, as are you. So how have they...
Ah, cool.
How have they influenced your own music?
They really have, in major ways, I would say. I mean, I've known Bon Trips, he's the DJ for ages. He was my friend when we were really, really young. And I started off with him. He was a DJ, so he made instrumentals, and his music really inspired me to write lyrics, and it just became something. And then we became Manimal. But when it comes to Les Gourmets, I mean, the three of them, they've just got something. You know, one of them has just got this ridiculously crazy fast flow. The other one has got the voice, and the other one has just got the lyrics, and all the three just come up with this brilliant mix, which you can't get enough of, really. But when it comes to inspiring me, I would say maybe one of them. I mean, the one Yichid is really for me one of the best MCs. I mean, I all rate them, but he specifically just like he moves me really. I mean, he just makes me want to write as good lyrics as he does. So I mean, they've all inspired me. Loads. And obviously now Cheap is in Manimal, well, you know, the group, so we're all together on this.
Speaking of lyrics, I really, really like a lot of your songs and how they're about social issues, if you really listen to them, and how, kind of describing how society is now. For example, in that song that I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Marchand des Sables, or...
Yeah, Marchand de Sable.
Yes.
Marchand Sable. Do you know what Marchand Sable means?
No, what does it mean?
It's Mr. Sandman.
Oh, and that's the chorus.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly. Do you like the chorus, do you?
Yes, that's one of my favorites on that album.
Oh, wicked. All right. Yeah, cool. Cool. Yeah, no, it's a cool track. and it's called Mr. Sandman, because we refer to the television, and each one of their verses, you know, is about how the television puts you to sleep, and the different, you know, the different programs, and the different way, like, this this kind of media scheme puts you to sleep, and is in fact the real authentic Mr. Sandman. Demande-leur ce qu'ils seraient prêts à faire pour un baril de pétrole. Démontage de tas de trucs à Bagdad pour un vrai détournement de neurones. Mr. Sandman, a media stream. Watch as the people gather round around a TV screen. Believe the lies they've seen, cause they think ignorance is pleasure. Taught to be blind in a positive amnesia. Mr. Sandman, a media scheme. I'll always be the one who switches off this TV screen. Ignore the lies I've seen, cause I think knowledge is a treasure. They're brainwashed, living on the great mental pressure. It really speaks true internationally too, because TV just really does that to people. And here in the States, I mean, people are watching TV way more than they probably should be, but interesting to hear that that's more of an international problem with TV. Yeah, no, it's very universal. I mean, it's a topic. You have topics like this, which you don't need to come from America or Europe or, you know, any other places. It's just one of those topics that touches so many people that we just decided to do it. Mr. Sandman.
So you released this album last year, and can you pronounce the album title for me?
It's Retour aux Sources.
And that means return to the sources, correct?
Yes, yeah, exactly. We called it Back to the Primitive in English, but to the sources, that would be a literal translation, yes.
And so can you talk about that, Back to the Sources? Does that kind of go along with why your pseudonym is Manimal, kind of going back to the source of who we are?
I think Manimal goes back way before. Manimal is kind of a nickname I grew up with, let's say. And when it comes to Retour aux Sources, well, Back to the Primitive for different reasons. I don't know if you've been on the website at all. If you've, I don't know if you've seen like the visual of the four men like going backwards.
Like the evolution of man.
Exactly. Well, that, yeah, the evolution of man, and it relates to this in the sense that everybody's talking about evolution and such. The thing is, I can't, apart from, you know, several aspects, I can't find evolution, and sometimes I do believe that it's the opposite. Sometimes if you look at the way we live and the way we act, it's sometimes the opposite of evolution. That was why I wanted to call this album Back to the Primitive, and also return to your sources for different reasons. Like it feels, but that's probably because I'm very naive, that a few years back, maybe also I was a bit younger, but I thought that artists just made music just to make music, if that makes any sense. You know, there wasn't anything attached to it which could spoil this art. But it seems nowadays it's not that frequent. I don't know if you follow me on that one, but yeah. I definitely wanted to just make a CD, just like proper music. That's why I called it, you know, like return to your sources.
I mean, I downloaded it because you can download it free off your website, which I felt so...
Exactly, that's the main thing. We haven't released any, like, proper copies. We probably will do, like, according to the public, like, what they really want. But the main idea was to just promote ourselves by releasing it onto the internet. And just it's free for anybody to download, and that's it. Just do it.
I felt so guilty doing it, but I listen to it in my in my car all the time. I love it. I have it mixed with MC Solar. I kind of listen to you guys both at the same time, but
excellent. And just a personal question, like even the fact that I rhyme in English and not American, if that makes any sense, mm-hmm. does that not like shock you, but you know, kind of, well, it's different.
Yes. And yeah, it's one of my favorites. I mean, people that listen to my interviews know that I love when people mix genres of music, but I really like with your music how you're going in and out of the different languages. That's really capturing and it's fun to listen
Yeah,
to.
that's the thing. I mean, this album really portrays my life, to be honest. I mean, I've always been in between England and France, in between two cultures. I've always felt different, if that makes any sense, because we were always treated as the English family in France and as the French family in England. So that's why I wanted to make this album where one track would be in French, the other one would be in English, and etc. And the outcome, I mean, we're quite pleased, because even if it's very different and there's a contrast, it still all blends in together and makes eight quite passionate tracks.
Yeah, it's awesome. Can we anticipate a US tour in the future?
I'd love to say yes. So far, we haven't had any like propositions or anything, but we'll keep on working hard and work our way through Europe at least. And
Yes.
then, yeah, of course, come on, let's dream on and let's say that, yeah, you will see us in the States. Why not?
Oh, 'cause that would be awesome. That would be
Yeah,
awesome.
that would be great for us too. We'd love it if you'd welcome us, no problem. Otherwise,
Oh,
we'll just have to do a concert in your car or something.
Well, I will kind of wrap things up for you so you can go to sleep. It's very late where you are right now.
What time is it where you are?
It's only 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool, cool,
So,
cool. No, it's quite late around ours, but yeah, no worries. Just got to work tomorrow. That's the only thing.
well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really
Well,
appreciate it.
thank you for having me on your show. It was a pleasure.
Can you give me your best interpretation of a pirate?
Okay, no worries. Ooh, R.
Distant, je peux l'être issu d'une autre planète. J'oublie ce qu'il reflète dans leur